Apple's fenced-in complex in Northern California say they've been hearing strange noises around the clock. Sunnyvale residents say they're hearing random banging, thumps, and loud humming or buzzing at all hours. This is USA Radio News.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
With more of USA Radio News wrap-up of Super Tuesday, here's senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz picked up two big wins, his home state of Texas and neighboring Oklahoma, on Super Tuesday. Cruz called out Donald Trump in his post-election speech for refusing to release an interview with the New York Times, where Trump allegedly said he would negotiate on the Mexican wall.
Donald refuses to allow them to release the tape. Donald, release the tape.
Cruz said unless the party unites around him, there's no way to stop Trump from winning the Republican nomination. I'm Jason Wirt.
A group of New Jersey newspapers are demanding that Governor Chris Christie resign. The papers owned by the Gannett Company ran a joint editorial calling Christie an embarrassment and an utter disgrace and said they're fed up with his arrogance, opportunism, and hypocrisy. The editors are also disgusted at Christie's endorsement of Donald Trump. A North Texas police officer is dead after a confrontation in a park. Police in Euless, Texas, say the officer died in surgery yesterday afternoon after responding to a report of someone with a weapon in the park. The suspect was shot and killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
American astronaut Scott Kelly says he will, quote, rediscover the Earth after spending a year living aboard the International Space Station. Kelly and two Russian cosmonauts landed their Soyuz capsule in Kazakhstan.
The one-year crew returning from whence it began in Kazakhstan 340 days ago. Scott Kelly, Mikhail Kornienko back on Earth.
Kelly and his Russian counterpart spent the past year living in the zero-gravity environment, circling the world 5,400 times and traveling 144 million miles. Researchers want to study the two to learn more about the long-term effects of living in space. Kelly is being flown back to Houston to be reunited with more of his family and friends. American women are 80% more likely than men to wind up in poverty after they retire. New research by the National Institute on Retirement Security shows women are much more likely to face poverty because they earn less than men when they worked, they took time off to have children and raise families, and they tend to live longer than men. Income for women aged 65 and older typically is 25% less than men of the same age. Researchers say that by 80 or older, men's income is 44% higher than women's. The study was released yesterday. And if that weren't enough to give you a little gray hair, for the first time, scientists have tracked down the genes responsible for giving us gray hair. They've linked the gene after a study of hair types and genomes of over 6,000 people living in five Latin American countries. Scientists study these populations because they represent many different backgrounds. The study adds more proof to the idea that going gray is simply genetic. Powered by WesternJournalism.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning at 11:05. It is 45 degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is partly sunny, the high of 38, which we've already gone past. Tonight, snow mainly after 1 a.m., low around 27. Friday, there's a chance of snow before 3 p.m., 80% chance, and the new snow accumulation is less than 1 inch. Saturday, it begins to warm up, partly sunny with a high near 43. Sunday, with a high near 43, but then Monday, the warming trend really takes off. Mostly sunny, a high near 50. Tuesday, partly sunny, high near 61. And Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 60.
Circus in town or something?
No, it's March.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. New Jersey Makers Day is a little more than 2 weeks away. We'll tell you what to expect on this fun day at the North County and South County branches. The Friends of HCL book sale is approaching as well. We'll have details on how to donate books and DVDs. Entries are now being accepted for HCL's outdoor art show and sale on June 11th. Jennifer never had any friends later on like the ones she had when she was 12. Jesus, does anyone? News about Comic Fest, our outdoor summer concert series, and much more in today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
What music are we listening to?
It's the Liberty Bell March.
It's the Liberty Bell March?
Get it? March.
For Christmas sakes.
Not for Christmas sakes. Christmas is...
Liberty, is this a John Philip Sousa?
It is. And it was written for the return of the Liberty Bell to Philadelphia.
Oh, and that's the Liberty Bell ringing?
Yeah, they're actually using a bell from a ship.
But nothing to do with this time of year, just because it's a march.
And it's March.
You're being very punny over there.
I am.
A little too early in the show for that, Jennifer. No, it's never too early. Good show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Library Show. This time every week, Jennifer and I discuss all things Hunterdon County Library. And we'll start with the programs coming up this week for adults, Jennifer. The adult programs coming up this week, starting with tonight. We have a movie playing tonight. If you didn't know, the Hunterdon County Library has a meeting room with state-of-the-art audio and visual equipment that we show the recently run movies in. Tonight we're showing Bridge of Spies, that Tom Hanks vehicle that was so popular in theaters recently, Jennifer.
I know. I was going to come see it. But I have to go to a wait.
I have not seen it.
We were going to come tonight, but I have to go to a wait.
So tonight at 6 p.m., if you have not seen Bridge of Spies starring Tom Hanks, or have seen it and want to see it again for free, stop by the Hunterdon County Library. The movie starts at 6. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. Other movies in the series coming up. The next one at the Hunterdon County Library is until Thursday, March 24th, Jennifer, but it's a really good one. Inside Out.
What is it?
Inside Out.
I see it's like a Disney Pixar.
It is. Have you seen it?
No.
I highly recommend this movie. This is my DVD alert. It is a very clever movie. And the premise, Jennifer, is that everyone has a control panel inside their heads that is run by your emotion. Joy. What were the emotions? Joy, anger, sadness, disgust, and something about being afraid. So they take turns at the control panel depending on what the situation is in your life. So
I generally don't like the joy. Gone.
Yeah, the joy would quit Jennifer's head a long time ago.
He moved out.
But see, that's a problem, Jennifer. But it's a very clever movie with the way someone's brain works. Actually, it's an 11- or 12-year-old girl that they show the control panel and how they run her life. and then she moves to a new town and goes through some troubles and how they deal with it. It's very clever and very innovative the way they think, how people think. So I recommend, Jennifer, I really do think you would enjoy the movie.
Okay.
So will you watch it?
I will.
Get back to me with a review?
I will.
Okay, so once again, that's Inside Out, showing Thursday, March 24th at the Huntington County Library. The other movies in the series were showing Steve Jobs, which I don't recommend so highly, on Thursday, April 7th. Brooklyn, which I have not seen yet, but my father raves about it. My father doesn't rave about many movies. That will be Thursday, April 28th. And then The Big Short, which I heard was very good as well, an all-star cast, will be Thursday, May 5th. So that's the Academy Award nominated film series at the Huntington County Library. This weekend, we have a couple of programs. First, at the Huntington County Library. Do you want to talk about it, Jennifer?
Yes. Local author Patty Kerr will be here to talk about her book, Magical Dogs, Love and Lessons from Her Canine Companions. A portion of the proceeds of the book will be donated to a local family. You may have seen pictures of Shari and her son James on NJ.com. Patty did a reading at Factory Fuel last week. So if you missed her there, come on. James is in need of a therapy dog. And therapy dogs are really expensive, like $18,000. So the community's been raising money to help James get his therapy dog. And
Because of the training?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does an insurance pay for that or something?
Apparently not. I don't know. But Patty's graciously agreed to donate a portion of the proceeds of this book to help James get his dog. She's an author, speaker, and dog lover who travels extensively. She's also an Alzheimer's educator and the author of I Love You, Who Are You?, which chronicles her journey caring for her mother who had Alzheimer's. And I will say Patty's father is still alive, and there's a big event coming up in his life, and there may be cake there on Saturday.
What the heck are you talking about?
It's her father's birthday the next day, and there will be cake.
So go ahead and say that, Jennifer. If there's refreshments, I think people would want to know.
So,
big enough cake for everyone to share?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Also on Saturday, but at the North County Branch Library, which is on 65 Halstead Street in Clinton, we have a musical group, the Late Night Kennel Club. Late Night Kennel Club is the duo of Vern Warda and Nancy McCauley. At its core, it adds members of the circle of experienced musicians as the venue dictates, Jennifer. As the name implies, they're a collection of mixed breed tastes. No purebreds allowed. Here comes the dog puns. Jennifer, get ready. They've built a genre that is an unlikely styling of gypsy, jazz, blues, surf, noir, and western swing. Taking full advantage of the strengths of the players in the band, the music is a combining of virtuoso guitar. A virtuoso guitar sounds like a purebred to me, Jennifer.
Sure does.
Acoustic and electric, featuring the sweet sounds only a Gresh Falcon can produce, and rich vocals, some with three-part harmony. You never know when a Kennel Club guest player might show up to run with the pack. Once again, if this sounds interesting to you, Jennifer, it's Saturday, March 5th at 2 p.m., a special afternoon concert at the North County Branch Library this Saturday, March 5th. And then finally, next Wednesday, March 9th at the Huntington County Library, we have a concert, the Dan Patera Dixieland Band. It's a new group performing at our library, recommended by Jennifer. Who is Dan Butt again, Jennifer?
He's the leader, and he's a trumpet player. He's played with John Nobile's Swing Orchestra. And if you go into Huntington Music, you're likely to see him.
Okay. So this is the Dan Patera Dixieland Band, Wednesday, March 9th at 7 p.m. All of our programs are free and open to the public, but we ask you to call ahead to make reservations and make sure you get a seat. You can do so by calling 788-1434 or go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and all of these programs that Jennifer and I are talking about will pop up for you. And then you can reserve a seat there or see what other programs we are offering in the next month or so.
Okay. Shall we go to our first commercial break? And we will be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution.
With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon County Library Show. Now Jennifer did know the quote from the beginning of the show. I was just going to ask her. Very good, Jennifer. The quote, Jennifer never had any friends later on like the one she had when she was 12. Jesus Does Anyone was from the movie Stand By Me.
And I have to admit, you kind of pegged me because that was about the time we moved to Hunterdon County.
I can't hear your voice in my headphones.
You can't hear my voice in your headphones?
No, go ahead.
You're really lucky. That was about the time we moved to Hunterdon County. And to say I had trouble making friends up here. So
darling, you had trouble making friends? I don't believe that. Don't believe that. But it is time for Today in History, even though the music does not portray that. Every time this week, I asked Jennifer some questions about events on the current date, which is March 3rd, 2016. Some events that happened on March 3rd in the past, and also some people that born or died. And Jennifer, I have a lot of people who died on this date, so you'll be very happy. But let's start with the events.
Okay.
All right, Jennifer, let's go back to March 3rd, 1820. The U.S. Congress passes the Missouri Compromise. I want to know, what is the Missouri Compromise?
Two states came into the Union at that time, and one went to the South, a slave, went in as a slave state, and one went in as a free state. Or half of Missouri went in
very
as
close.
Slave state.
A little bit closer. Slavery was the key word there. It prohibited slavery in the Louisiana Territory, except for the state of Missouri, for some reason, which is why it was a Missouri Compromise, Jennifer. Okay, in 1845, on March 3rd, this state was admitted as the 27th U.S. state. 27th, 1845.
Louisiana.
No, right section of the country. Looking for Florida.
Hmm.
I don't think they neighbored. Did Louisiana and Florida touch? That little tip of Florida hit, now it's Arkansas or something, right? Or Mississippi?
Got Mississippi and Alabama.
I think Mississippi cuts it off from touching Alabama or Louisiana, but don't bet on that one. Okay, in 1873, Jennifer, the Comstock Law. Congress was busy on March 3rd, Jennifer. In the past, Congress enacts the Comstock Law. I want to know what the Comstock Law was. Any idea?
I have heard of this.
Have you?
I have.
It's kind of a obscure. I guess it's still in.
Give me a hint, because I know I have heard this.
I give you a hint. It's a censorship type of law, Jennifer. How's that for a hint? It made it illegal,
was
Jennifer.
It the obscenity thing?
Yeah, made it illegal. To send any obscene, lewd, or lascivious books through the mail.
Yeah, this librarian should have known that.
Yeah, you should have. You probably broke the Comstock Law several times,
I don't
Jennifer.
Mean that. Oh, my goodness.
Have you broke the Comstock Law, yes or no? Oh, she has broke the Comstock Law.
I received? No.
Have you sent an obscene, lewd, or lascivious book through the mail ever?
Yeah. I've received them.
Wow, really? Okay. In 1923, Jennifer, what magazine is published for the first time on March 3rd?
Does this have something to do with the Comstock Law?
No. Very good.
Harper's Bazaar.
Yeah, how can you send a Playboy through the mail? Isn't that lascivious or lewd material?
Do you know that they're not going to have the pictures
in Playboy,
anymore? It's just going to be articles and clad women now.
Good luck with that.
Harper's Bazaar. No, that was published in...
Looking for Time magazine. Huh. Time. One of the many magazines. That was a hard one. So how can they send a Playboy through the mail? Maybe the Comstock Law is no longer in effect? Okay, Jennifer, in 1938, on March 3rd, what is discovered in Saudi Arabia?
Oil.
Oil. It wasn't discovered before 1938?
Took a long time to find it.
That's strange.
It is.
Wow. Okay, Jennifer. In 1945, a sad day in the Netherlands on March 3rd, 1945, 511 people are killed in a neighborhood in The Hague. How? March 3rd,
1945. Does it have anything to do with World War II?
It does have something to do with World War II.
It has nothing to do with Turkey entering World War II.
Turkey wasn't in the fight yet, unfortunately. I know. I guess Turkey.
It was.
We just got into the fight.
Yeah.
Last week.
I don't know.
Things were happening fast once.
I couldn't know.
The Royal Air Force accidentally bombed them. It was a mistake.
Their own or the British Royal Air Force?
The British Royal Air Force accidentally bombed The Hague in the Netherlands and killed 511 people. That's history you never hear about, Jennifer.
No. Would imagine not.
Okay, Jennifer, this is an interesting bit of history I didn't know about. March 3rd, 1951, often cited as the first rock and roll record ever, was recorded at Sam Phillips' Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. What was the – either give me the group or the name of the record that is often cited as the first rock and roll record ever.
I bet David Aaron knows this. I don't know.
Very good. Your knee-jerk reaction would have said Elvis Presley because he recorded
it
all
was,
this stuff.
It was, but then you said group.
But that would have been 5 years later. The song was Rocket 88 by Ike Turner.
Huh.
How about that?
Interesting.
Okay, Jennifer, and finally in 1991, what is captured on an amateur video in Los Angeles?
On March 3rd. Beating.
Correct, the Rodney King beating, which led to a lot of rioting, if I'm not mistaken.
It did.
Did Rodney King, what was the result of that trial?
I just remember, Can't We All Just Get Along?
What's that mean? Was that a song?
That's what he said.
Rodney King said that?
I think so.
Okay, finally, Jennifer, some people that were born or died on this date. Actually, I have five, and four of them died. Only one person was born on this date.
You're kidding, because
I knew.
I knew four people. Like, I have four friends who were born today.
Well, I don't know them.
No, but I'm just saying, so I would have thought this was a... If I know four
You know
people,
four people that were born on March 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I would think there were a lot of people born on March 3rd.
Well, there is, but the people that I didn't know.
Okay.
But let's start. Go back to 1706, Jennifer. Born on March 3rd was Johann Pachelbel.
He was a composer. He wrote Pachelbel's Canon.
Canon?
In D.
Very good, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Can't just leave it at Canon. 1847, Alexander Graham Bell was born.
He was an inventor, telephone.
Incorrect. Elisha Gray invented the telephone. Alexander Graham Bell stole the idea and got it patented early.
You were just waiting for me to say that.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Alexander Graham Bell, one of the biggest phonies in American history. Another piece of history you don't really know much about, do you, Jennifer? Poor Elisha Gray. We'd be talking about him.
I know, but I always say if you have a better, you know, like the Tesla Edison thing.
Yep.
You've got a better.
How'd that go for Tesla?
Not real well, but you know what?
Okay, Jennifer, and Tesla's finally getting his due nowadays. People are finally realizing.
Yes.
Let's move on, Jennifer. Died in 1959 on this date, Lou Costello.
Abbott's partner. The Abbott and Costello, who's on first.
Very good. Probably the one he's most famous for. Died in 1966 on this date. William Frawley.
He was Uncle Charlie on My Three Sons.
Very good.
You're shocked that I knew that, aren't you?
But he had another more famous role.
Really?
Yes.
Movie?
One of the greatest sitcoms of all time. One of the... Freddie Mertz on I Love Lucy.
Oh, wait. Really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was also in Miracle on 34th Street. He played the political advisor to the judge.
Yes.
William Frawley, dead on this date, March 3rd, 1966. That's pretty, sorry about that. And then finally, 1987, Danny Kaye hung in there for a long time, Jennifer.
He was a comedian, singer. He was in White Christmas. He was in, Babes in Toyland.
I don't know what else he was in. He was the voice. He was in an Easter special, one of those kids' Easter special. You know how Fred Astaire did
right.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Danny Kaye did one for Easter.
Let me look that up.
He also did one for, I think, the Rudolph sequel was Danny Kaye. No, that was Red Skelton. I'm sorry.
That was Red Skelton.
Skelton. Whatever. Okay, Jennifer, that's it for Today in History, March 3rd.
I'm trying to look at what else he was in.
That's okay. We don't
Hans
care.
Hans Christian Andersen, that's what I was thinking of.
Hans Christian Andersen?
Yeah, there was a movie about Hans Christian Andersen.
That Danny Kaye was in?
Yeah, Here Comes Peter Cottontail.
Yes.
That's what he did.
Danny Kaye played Hans Christian Andersen in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yawn.
Okay.
Hans Christian Andersen, favor for The Ice Queen, and which was made into Frozen,
yes.
And The Little Mermaid, which was made into The Little Mermaid.
And the little Matchbox Girl, which was made into nothing.
And was he Hans Brinker? No, probably not. The little boy with the skates. Why are we talking about Hans Christian Andersen? Okay, Jennifer, what do you got for me?
What do I got for you? I'm going to do some birthdays that I know.
Of your friends?
No. 1831, George Pullman.
George Pullman was famous for the railroad cars. Is that correct?
It is.
The luxury railroad cars?
It is indeed.
Robert Todd Lincoln was a chairman or a president of that company for quite a while, if I'm not mistaken. How about that? Now, that's a quality answer you, Jennifer, for some of these things. Not Paco Bell. He did a cannon.
It buys me time. So, wow, there's a lot of people who were born, but I don't really know these people.
That's not the point of the game, Jennifer. And our audience is not going to sit by and wait for you to scroll through a list of names.
But I can't look at it ahead of time because if I do, it'll ruin your surprise. Lee Radziwill was born in 1933.
You know who Lee Radziwill is?
Yes.
What author is this?
She's not an author. She was a socialite. She was Jackie Kennedy's sister.
Really? And how did you know that?
From a book.
And did she do anything in her life besides being Jackie Kennedy's sister?
Well, she was a socialite and she just... Yeah, she was like a Kennedy.
You're a socialite.
I'm not a socialite. They're not going to write a book about my life.
They might.
They're not going to.
Why not? Then why don't you do something to make them write a book about your life?
I'm going to, but I'll probably be writing it from, jail. I don't know. You're right. A lot of people were born today, but I don't know most of these people. Well, you did very well with who you got. You want to give us some weather?
Some weather? Is it halfway through the show?
Halfway through the show.
Are we halfway through the show, Jennifer?
We are. All
right, here's another quick look at your Flemington weather. The second half of the show, we're going to definitely talk about the art show,
yes, you are.
The book sale, and Maker's Day, among other things. What do you want to talk about in the second half of the show, Jennifer?
I see dead people.
You want to talk about the Sixth Sense?
No.
What's that mean?
Nothing.
I see dead people. You just said it.
I know. I just said it. Kind of at random.
Okay, Jennifer, the temperature is quickly warming up in Flemington, up to 34 degrees under clear skies. Today's high is supposed to get up to 40 degrees. A look at your weekend weather. Tomorrow, expect snow showers in the morning. They really backed off this snow forecast, haven't they?
I'm very happy.
So we're only supposed to get a dusting, less than an inch, overnight tonight into Friday morning. And it'll be all gone by the afternoon. And then Saturday, 45 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Sunday, 47 degrees. Another chance for snow showers. Jennifer, and 47 degrees. What are the odds of that?
Zero.
And then spring starts hopping in early next week. 53 degrees on Monday, 65 degrees on Tuesday, 71 degrees on Wednesday next week, Jennifer, with the next chance of rain possibly being Thursday. Can we close the library somehow next Wednesday and enjoy it or do everything outside? Can we move the circulation desk outside next Wednesday?
Remember when you were in school, you used to always, like, did you ever ask your teachers, can we have class outside?
Yes.
We used to all the time.
And did they ever say yes to you?
And when I lived in Shrewsbury, they sure did.
Why? Why wouldn't they do it in Hunterdon County?
I don't know. We were a little more relaxed in Shrewsbury, I think.
Actually, where my daughter goes to Kutztown, they have an outdoor classroom, like a big area with benches and a big chalkboard where if it's real nice weather, a class can go out there.
We did go out a couple times at Trenton State and just kind of, you know.
Yeah, I went out too, but it was unofficial, Jennifer.
Yes.
I didn't ask the teacher's permission. I went out on my own.
Oh, you went out on your own. Okay. I would also like to wish all the mothers in the country of Georgia happy Mother's Day today.
Georgia, the Soviet Union?
Yes, the former Soviet country, yes.
Do you know anybody? Why? What is this random thought coming from?
It's Mother's Day in Georgia.
And what, are you of Russian descent or something?
No, my sister travels to Armenia frequently in the summer. And the first time she went, she said, oh, we had a layover in Georgia. And I and someone else in my family thought, well, why did she fly from Chicago to Georgia if she's going to Armenia? And then it dawned on us she was referring to the country.
Realize we haven't played trivia in a while. Maybe we should get a trivia game loaded up today.
I have difficulty.
Let's take care of our business.
All right. Well, I have some business. It's March, and therefore the Jim Thatch Collectible March bookmark is out, and it is a lovely shade of spring green. And it goes from some leprechauns dancing, a pot of gold, another leprechaun dancing.
Two leprechauns dancing around a pot of gold, Jennifer.
And an Easter egg and an Easter bunny, because Easter's disappointingly in March this year.
Right. That's why it's there, Jennifer.
I know. It's not your
fault. You
have
a problem with that?
No, I have a problem with Easter in March. It's certainly not your fault. Got nothing to do with you. The bookmark is lovely.
So you'll find a way to blame me for it.
I will not.
So what do you think of my bookmark?
I do, and I found all the HCLs. The HCLs are kind of cleverly hidden this time. And March is pretty cleverly hidden as well.
So if you don't know, we do a monthly bookmark every month. It's kind of a game for staff and patrons alike where we hide the name of the month plus the word HCL. And we've been doing this since 1987.
That's right. And if you go downstairs at the headquarters library, if you take the elevator down and walk into the main part of the library, on the first wall, you are greeted with all of Jim's.
I say, not 2015. I'm having trouble with my printer. I can't print it out properly.
Oh, dear.
And you can also go to our webpage and go to the sitemap, and the bookmarks are there, and every bookmark that I've ever done is on our webpage.
And speaking of, can I just give a shout-out to Buildings and Grounds, especially Jeff and Eric?
Really?
Yeah, really. There were some unused shelves that have been on a wall on the lower level for about 10 years, and nothing is ever on them. And the wall is bright red, so it's kind of gotten dinged and chipped over the years. And these guys removed the shelves and have spackled and repainted the wall, and it is gorgeous now. So thanks, guys.
Very good.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it looks lovely. It really does.
Boy, it doesn't take much with you.
No,
Jennifer.
It really does.
I usually have to jump through hoops to get this kind of reaction from you. I didn't know all I had to do was take down a shelf and paint, touch up a wall.
I'll tell you the other shelves that need to come down. Okay.
I could do it. Okay. You don't think I could do it?
I know you could do it. You can do anything from fast.
Okay, let's take care of Maker's Day, the art show, and the book sale, and then let's play some trivia. What do you say, Jennifer? Are you game?
I'm game, Jim.
You want me to ask you the questions, or are you going to ask me the questions?
Yes, please. You ask me the questions.
Of course. Why not?
All right. You know, I will attempt. You talk about those two things, and I will attempt to get the...
Let's find the Nathan Lane, Matthew Broderick skit about Donald Trump. Can we play that on the air?
I'm not going to find it today. I'll find it for next week.
Okay.
It's too risky to find.
New Jersey stuff. Maker's Day, Jennifer, is coming to the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library on March 19th, which is a Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have a schedule of events at the South County Branch Library. Jennifer's going to tell us what's happening, and I'll tell you what's happening in the North. Jennifer, what's happening at the South County Branch Library on Maker's Day, March 19th?
I just told you I was getting the thing up. I don't know.
An audible sigh from Jennifer.
It's not on the website. Oh, there
okay.
It is. Oh, I heard it. I got it. It's not on the website where I had asked for it to be. It's 10 to 4 at the South County Branch Library next to Animal Alliance, who will be also running an adoption event that day. Holcomb Jemison Farm will be there with their rope maker. Bricks for Kids will be there to teach how to make motorized Lego creations. And if you want an example for that, look on our kids page at our website. And the Clinton Red Mill will be doing some demonstrations of pulley systems and talking about how a mill works. Those were the events that were finalized when the flyer was done. And they're also going to be having someone there to show you how to make a crocheted bookmark.
Very nice. And then the same day at the North County Branch Library. So if you haven't guessed, Makers Day is all about learning new hobbies, new projects. They're going to be demonstrated for you, and you can join in. And there is quite the variety at the North County Branch Library. There will be motorized models by Bricks for Kids. There will be spin art by Bricks for Kids. Squishy circuits with the Senior Girl Scout Troop 80462. Pendant engraving with Reddington Metalworks. A Lego community build. It'll be open Lego time all day long at Maker's Day at North County Branch Library. The Hunter County Parks and Recreation Crafting with Liz. She'll be doing felt acorns and basket weaving. The Art Academy of Hunterdon will present a class on charcoal drawing. Origami with Mary and library volunteers. Pisanski Egg Design with Susan Malinchak Schmidt. Weaving on a Loom with Lois Macknick. Quilting with Joanne, a sewing project with Kayleen. 3D printing with RoboStorm Robotics. All About Drones, presented by the Drone Academy of Hunterdon County. There'll be a drone demonstration, RoboStorm Robotics drone demonstration, and more. Snap Circuit, design and maze bot challenge with RoboStorm Robotics. Lego Mindstorm BattleBot Challenge by RoboStorm Robotics. Vex Robotics with the Delix Hunterdon Central Robotics. A lot of robotics, Jennifer. And then Take Apart with Robo Robotics, which is, I'm assuming, is learning all about how robots function, Jennifer. So this sounds like an incredible day. So once again, it's from 10 to 4 on Saturday, March 19th at the North County Branch Library, which is located on Halstead Street in Clinton. And the South County Branch Library, which is located on Route 179, just up the hill from Lambertville. So we hope to see you there. And then coming in the beginning of May is our 20th annual Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale, used book sale, Jennifer. It'll be Friday, April 29th for the preview, which I heard is sold out. Is that correct?
It is.
The preview is sold out. So there's an early bird admission on Saturday, April 30th from 8 to 10 a.m. It's free to all members of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. If you're interested in joining the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library to take advantage of this free admission, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the Friends tab on the top, and it'll walk you right through it. General admission starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 5 p.m. Sunday, May 1st is half price day. Admission is at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's a nonprofit gleaning hour from 3:30 to 5. And then Monday, May 2nd is bag sale. We give you a bag, you fill it up, and you pay one low price for that, and that is 9 to 3 on Monday, May 2nd. The location of the book sale is, again, the Grange Building. It's the permanent building at the South County Park Fairgrounds, where the 4-H Fair is held every year on Route 79 and 179. I'm sorry, in Lambertville. I'm reading too fast, Jennifer. I got to slow down. I'm rushing. Now I'm going too slow. Weekend book drives, Jennifer. We need books for this book sale. So there's book sale. There's book drives at the Grange Saturday and Sunday, April 23rd and 24th. Saturday from 9 to 3 and Sunday from 11 to 3. So what you do is just load up your car with all the books and DVDs you want to donate. Drive them over to the South County Branch Park and we'll unload your car for you. You can also drop off the books at either the Hunterdon County Library, the North County Branch, or the South County Branch. What dates can you drop those books off, Jennifer?
Listening.
Sorry, Jennifer.
I was trying to get your trivia up.
Okay. So you can drop the books off at the library. All this information is on our webpage under that Friends tab that I just told you about. What they accept for donations are hardback and paperback books, audiobooks on CD, DVDs and CDs, LPs and vinyl, which is backed by popular demand, and video games and sheet music. What they cannot accept, Jennifer, are cassette tapes of any kind, former library books, encyclopedias, outdated computer and business books, Reader's Digest condensed books, textbooks, catalogs, and magazines, torn, soiled, moldy, mildewed, or badly torn items. The prices, once again, or I didn't say the prices, Jennifer, hardback books and large trade paperbacks are generally $2, as are children's hardback books. A bargain, Jennifer. Mass market paperbacks and children's softcover books are just 50 cents at the book sale. Special items will be individually priced and found either on the sale floor or in the special collections boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories. So once again, the 20th annual Friends of the Hunterdon County Library used book sale, Saturday, April 30th, Sunday, May 1st, and Monday, May 2nd. All proceeds go to benefit the Hunterdon County Library and its branches. All our programs and services and furniture, the Friends help us immensely with money from this sale. And then finally, Jennifer, the HC Outdoor Art Show and Sale is coming again this year, Saturday, June 11th, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And what the art show and sale is once a year, we invite local artists, 75 of them to be exact, or that's the maximum number, to bring their best work and display it on snow fences on the lawn of the library. We'll have music provided by Acoustic Road. We'll have a food truck there in case you get hungry. And then the work is for sale and will also be judged by two local judges. The categories, there'll be cash awards for these three categories, students, which is grades 7 through 12, adult amateurs, and adult professionals. So cash awards for first place in each of those categories, and plus cash award for a public's choice, where anyone attending the sale can vote for their favorite artist. The mediums accepted are oils, acrylics, tempera, watercolors, pastels, pencil ink, chalk, and charcoal, and mixed medias. No photographs, please, because we have a dedicated photo show at the Hunterdon County Library every October. The entry deadline is Friday, June 3rd. If you're an interested artist, the entry form will be available on our webpage starting next week. So just go to hclibrary.us, and it'll be right on the homepage, a link to the entry form that you can fill out. And if you're not an artist, just circle the date, Saturday, June 11th, with a rain date of Saturday, June 18th, and make sure you stop by the Hunterdon County Library and maybe find something nice before above your couch. Do you need any artwork in your home, Jennifer? What artwork do you display in your home?
I have my father's photographs. I have a watercolor by Henry Gasser, a New Jersey watercolorist.
Don't you want any original artwork by me?
Yes.
If I gave you something, would you hang it in your house?
I certainly would.
What kind of artwork do you like? Animals, flowers,
not
landscapes?
Animals, flowers and landscaping.
Yeah? Landscapes of what? Where's your favorite place to go? New York City. You want a cityscape.
You know what? Oddly enough, Henry Gasser's cityscapes are highly valuable.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they are.
Maybe I can copy one for you.
Really? You would do that for me?
Show me what one looks like. If I can copy it, I'll do an exact replica of one for you.
Are you in there very? Oh, really?
Sure.
Wow, look at you. How about we do the commercials and then we'll get logged into this Daily Friend trivia because it's another set of passwords I can no longer remember.
Okay, Jennifer. We'll be back with more Library Show right after these messages.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join.
NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We are reviving a segment we haven't done in a while. I'm smarter than you.
It's time for a little trivia.
Yes, they call it I'm smarter than you at the South County branch.
They do. Are you smarter than me, Jennifer? Of course you're smarter than I am.
I don't think so. You know a lot.
I learn a lot of useless knowledge.
Not for these things.
We know that. Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to ask you 20 questions. It's multiple choice. Question one. I'm looking for the definition of lacking harmony or agreement, incompatible. What word means lacking harmony or agreement or incompatible? Incarnate, inoculant, incongruous, or incalorie?
Incongruous.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me. Is lyrics from what song, Jennifer? Eminem Without Me, Craig David, What's Your Flavor? Nelly Rye With Me, or Big Brovaz, New Flow. This is right up your alley.
This is something you would know.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me.
Couldn't tell you.
I'm going to try Ride With Me. You got to make an educated guess, at least, Jennifer. And just throw it on me. He had a guest role in Ally McBeal, Jennifer. It just says he was being charged with a second drug possession. What star am I talking about? Fred Savage, Matt LeBlanc, Robert Downey Jr., David Cassidy.
How about Robert Downey Jr.?
The king's spear was taken from beside his head by an intruder who also took a jug. The king is still alive and sleeping soundly, too, as the entire army around him. Who refused to kill the king in the Bible, Jennifer? Was it David, Othniel, Joab, or Samson? This is Bible stuff, Jennifer.
Let's say David.
If I was standing on and looking over the white cliffs of Dover, what country would I be in?
Wales a choice?
England. Yes, Jennifer. It was the best of times, Jennifer. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. This quote is found at the beginning of which novel?
Charles Dickens. One about the guillotine.
A Tale of Two Cities. A noun from our French friends, Jennifer. It's basically an egg pie. How do you spell quiche?
Q-U-I-C-H-E.
What did Hawaiian Duke Kahana Moku introduce to Australia in 1915? Surfing, frangipanis, ham and pineapple pizza, or sheep? 1915.
Either sheep or surfing.
Of these novels, the one that was written by Henry James, The Rise of Silas Lapham, The Beautiful and the Damned, Main Street, The American. A lot of literary questions, Jennifer, and you're struggling.
The American.
Animals. Between the years 1900 and 1919, 23 species of animals disappeared from the face of the planet forever. Which of these was not made extinct in this time? The dodo, the passenger pigeon, the Cuban shrew, or the Carolina parakeet?
Let's see, the Cuban shrew.
I think that's probably correct. Though I thought they found a Carolina parakeet recently. But I'm not sure.
Well,
about
but
that.
Then it wouldn't. Yeah.
The 1994 movie 8 Seconds, Jennifer, deals with which dangerous sport? 8 Seconds. Do you need a... Can you figure that one out on your own?
Car racing, no.
No. What sport takes real quick?
A luge?
No.
I need the choices, please.
Rugby union, American football, synchronized swimming, or bull riding?
Bull riding.
America's saddlebred show horses are often compared to what bird? A robin, a hawk, an eagle, or a peacock?
That's you, Jim.
The zodiacal sign of Capricorn is sometimes represented by a hybrid of a goat and which creature more typically associated with Pisces?
Fish.
Which beef dish is named after a Russian count? Boy, sometimes your mind is right on the edge and sometimes you...
All right, give me the choices.
Beef goulash, beef stroganoff, beef carpaccio, or beef borscht. Which of the following devices would I be most likely to use carbon paper?
Typewriter?
Correct. Which of the following is not a symptom of motion sickness? Dizziness, sweating, sinus congestion, fatigue?
Fatigue.
Who composed the children's fairy tale opera, Puss in Boots? César Cui, Maurice Ravel, André Previn, or Stephen Sondheim?
Say Ravel.
According to the 2004 film adaptation, what train picked up a passenger in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and continued to travel to 90 degrees north latitude?
90 degrees. The Orient Express? No.
That's one of the answers.
All right, let's say that.
But the answer is the Polar Express.
Oh.
What caused the most loss of life on a man of war in 1805? Man of war is a ship, Jennifer.
Yes.
Disease falling from aloft, punishments and discipline, or pillow fights?
It's either disease or punishment.
Great. We'll give you just both answers, yeah. Jennifer. Probably, this is your last question. Probably one of the most infamous of Roman emperors, he was said to have fiddled.
Nero.
Whilst Rome burned. Nero is Jennifer's answer. Let's see how Jennifer did today. Jennifer was correct that incongruous meant incompatible. Eminem's song, Without Me, the lyrics, this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me. Robert Downey Jr. was busted a second time for drugs while he was on Ally McBeal. David did refuse to kill the king. England is the location of the White Cliffs of Dover. A Tale of Two Cities starts with the best of times, etc. Quiche is spelled Q-U-I-C-H-E. Surfing was introduced to Australia in 1915. The American was written by Henry James. The dodo, Jennifer, was the animal not extinct at that time.
Does it say when it became extinct?
1914. Let me say.
That is within that time
period. That is within the time period. Oh, it said it most likely became extinct sometime in the latter half of the 17th century, so much earlier than that, Jennifer.
I see.
8 seconds deals with bullfighting. Saddlebred horses are compared to peacocks, Jennifer. The fish and goat are the hybrid form of Capricorn. Beef stroganoff is the dish named after a Russian count. The typewriter uses carbon paper. Sinus congestion, Jennifer, is not a symptom of motion sickness. César Cui wrote Puss in Boots. The Polar Express picked up a passenger in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and headed due north. Disease, Jennifer, was the most loss of life on a man of war in 1805. And Nero, you got 16 out of 20. Fair for you, Jennifer.
I needed a lot of help from you.
I expect more from you, actually.
That's the trouble.
So maybe we'll have to play that a little bit more often.
That's
to get
the trouble.
You back.
People expect too much from me.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. So can I
at
talk
12
about-
o'clock, instead of Jim Gannot, Jennifer's going to rant and rave about her day at the work.
Now, I'm going to rant and rave right now. I'm just going to rant. No, rave about the author.
You've only got a couple minutes, so go
ahead.
I know,
but I'm going to talk really fast about the author we're having next Sunday, Catherine Aalto. She wrote The Natural World of Winnie the Pooh, and she's currently on the New York Times bestselling travel list. It's a vivid guide to Ashdown Forest in England, the area that became A.A. Milne and illustrator Ernest Shepherd's 100-acre wood where Christopher Robin and his friends can be found. And this is a special Sunday afternoon program at 2 p.m. Are you singing what's the
You have to keep Cross? Reading, Jennifer. I'm trying to help you.
Thank you. Catherine Alto is a writer,
one
designer.
Jennifer's deep sighs that our fans have come accustomed to on our radio program.
Historian and lecturer. For the past 25 years, her focus has been on places where nature and culture intersect. This event is co-sponsored by the Book Garden of Frenchtown. So definitely stop in next Sunday afternoon, March 13th at 2 p.m., and get to know the natural world of Winnie the Pooh.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Did you read Winnie the Pooh to your children?
No, I watched the Disney cartoons.
It's blasphemous, Jim Thatch.
No, it's not. They were awesome.
I would think as an illustrator, you would find that blasphemous.
Nope.
Really?
Not at all.
Why not?
I have no such hang-ups.
You don't think...
Jennifer just pulled a crossword puzzle out of her
folder.
No, I
didn't.
What does that mean?
It means I'm just... It was on... I didn't want to write a note on it.
Oh.
It means it's Thursday afternoon.
That's a good thing.
It is. It is. So what are your favorite programs coming up? We have 2 minutes. 1 minute left.
We have 1 minute left. I was going to leave the rest of the show to you, Jennifer.
The rest of my show? The rest of the show to me?
I can talk about something if you want me to. Just let me
know. How about Golden Oldies with Gene DiNapoli?
I wouldn't have picked that one.
Okay. Well, I did, so I'll talk about it, then you pick your favorite. It's Thursday, March 24th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. One of the country's top tribute artists with a 3.5-octave voice range, a magnetic personality, and loads of charm, Gene DiNapoli will showcase all of your favorite oldies, Bobby Darin, Dion, Paul Anka, Sinatra, The Coasters, and The Four Tops.
Do you know all those groups?
I do, except Sinatra's not a group. Neither is Bobby Darin, come to think of it.
Well, I mean...
I know.
You're missing the point.
Gene's personality is radiating...
A lot of adjectives for this guy.
So be prepared to laugh and tap those toes to the oldies sung in Gene's style. Why would you tap your toes? Because the guy is radiating. It makes him sound like...
You can't help yourself. That's why.
Makes him sound like Wilbur the pig.
Yeah, it's some pig, Jennifer.
And some radiant pig. So what would you have picked?
I just want to mention that we have a Frank Sinatra. You mentioned Sinatra. We have a Frank Sinatra, a dead-on Frank Sinatra tribute singer coming to the Huntington County Library on Wednesday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. It's going to be joined by a gentleman who's kind of like an MC, where they tell funny stories between the Sinatra songs, and not just Sinatra songs, but also Dean Martin and other friends of Frank Sinatra. Excuse me?
I saw Johnny Mathis on the propaganda.
They're going to sing a Johnny Mathis song?
I don't know. That was
Johnny Mathis, man. I'm sorry.
I know you don't. I'm sorry. Last year when Joey G was here and did his Frank Sinatra, 2 years ago when he was here, it's very entertaining. And he knows a lot about the Hoboken-born old Blue Eyes. So go to our website, hclibrary.us, to sign up for these and all other events. And the events are updated almost daily. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, your library is always there for you. Stop in, come on in, or go online.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Main problems I see with Trump's policies are that we would get into a trade war around the world.
An economic expert sees big trouble with Donald Trump's tough economic talk. Former Money Magazine writer Jordan Goodman says there's a problem in Trump's plan to bring jobs back to America. He says the GOP frontrunner needs to have a more realistic worldview and stop giving the voters the red meat that always gets dished out during primary season. Mitt Romney is taking shots at Donald Trump. The 2012 GOP presidential nominee released portions of a speech he's set to deliver this morning in Salt Lake City, where he's going to label the Republican frontrunner as a fraud and a phony. Trump says he's not worried what a candidate who failed to win the presidency has to say. Sportscaster Aaron Andrews' civil lawsuit against a Nashville Marriott hotel continues today.